Well, it's coming up to about a year now since I read the Hugo Young Memorial Lecture, in which David Cameron spoke about the big society. And I remember thinking, you know what, there's something in this. There's something really exciting. And I had a lot of kind of liberal, some left-leaning friends from all, and friends from all across the spectrum at the same time, you know, almost this time last year, saying, actually, what is this? This is interesting, especially from, given where it's coming from. And here we are now, almost a year on. And it's been an amazing journey. And I think it's going to be an amazing journey in the years to come. We've achieved a lot. Certainly there's been a lot of debate. I'm incredibly amazed every day, every morning I wake up, and we're still talking about this thing, the big society, which I think is a good thing. I think if we'd called it something really boring, like, strengthening civil society, it would have sort of died 2 weeks after the election. But actually, it's going on and on, and all around the country, in all kinds of different places, people are talking about this thing. How do we come up with a different way of working? In fact, all around the world, as I've been saying today, in Japan, France, China, countries all over the place are wrestling with this challenge. As power shifts economically from the West to East, as the internet starts to redefine our expectations and our lifestyles, as the population ages, we start to think about public services, the welfare state. How do we need to remodel all of this to fit the times that we live in? People often ask me, big society, what is it? And I try to avoid defining it, because actually if we define it too much, then actually we don't leave room for innovation. We don't leave room for mystery. Mystery is about admitting that you don't have all the answers. And actually by admitting that you don't have all the answers, you can work with people much closer to the problem to figure out solutions that work for them. But when I try to, I'm going to try and give my version today, which perhaps might be helpful for some, which is to say that big society is a society in which we don't feel small. And we can feel small in all kinds of different ways. And I've been asked today to apply this into the context of business. I'm delighted that ASDA have been able to sponsor this, and for all the really great work that you've been doing in this whole area. In fact, you've been sort of living big society, I think, for a good number of years. And actually, business has a really important role to play in the big society. We have focused a lot on government, on removing bureaucracy, encouraging local association through government. But actually, business has some really key skills and input into this debate. And in three particular areas, three areas in which currently we often feel small, and in which business, working with us and working with the voluntary sector, can actually help us to start to feel big. The first way is in actually promoting local groups. I'm struck, I just was in a Fringe earlier today and heard about the Football League and the amazing work they do with, literally every week, millions of young people. And asking the question now, as businesses, and I've worked in business myself, how do we bring our customers together? How do we bring our employees together where they live in groups to actually say, what can they do where they live? Not just next to the corporate headquarters, which is all great, fantastic, but actually out there in the country. There used to be in the 1950s, apparently, PG tips parties. How do we rediscover that spirit once more? The second area, really quickly, is replicability and scalability. Not everybody, not every community, can straight out of their own bat create a school or run a library. And that caricature is completely wrong. That's the only way to do it. In some cases, it may be mutuals that spin out. In other cases, it may be a social enterprise. In other cases, it's a chain, developed in a partnership, and it's good to see Brett here today, in Teach First, where we pioneered an approach that used both government, business, and the voluntary sector working together. And business has a lot of skills and assets, both in terms of financial structuring, both in terms of, mentoring, that we can harness to help build the big society together. And then the third and final area, and with that I'll close, is in terms of markets. And we've seen in recent years some of the challenges with unfettered markets without any particular kind of sense of responsibility. And actually, I do believe that we have a great tradition in Britain of saying, actually, markets should be responsible. There should be both local and global markets that meet the needs of capital and investment, but also create jobs and help transform communities. One final illustration, I was approached by an organization that I think is fantastic, called Give to Live. if you ever get a chance, they're an online.com, and what they basically do is they have a list of online retailers they work with, and if you shop with their list, then they'll give you the marketing fee that they would have otherwise got. So if you buy £700 worth of insurance online through their kind of affiliate, then they'll give £70 to any charity that you want online. And you know, it works for everybody. But I did say to them, even the internet, with all of its power, you know, these days I only read two newspapers on the internet. It does make you gravitate towards, you know, the bigger and the bigger. And I challenged them. I said, what about the local? How can we get more local online retailers affiliated to you? You know, how can we work together with some of the organizations represented here today to make sure they're included as well? So I think big society has a lot to say about the economy, the big economy, as it were, and not just about big society. And I'll close with this final thought, which is, I love this quote. Jonathan Sachs says that society is the home that we build together. And I think that's so powerful. In a time when perhaps the model, you know, the idea is being mocked, because it's all about, you know, altruism on the other hand, or doing things that the state should be paying for us to do on the other hand. Actually, no. When you stick up a shelf at home, do you do that because you're counting the hours because, you know, you expect to be paid for it? No. Do you do it because someone, the government, is telling you to do it? No. You do that because you want to improve your home. And actually, the more that we can roll forward our sense of what home is, and say, no, actually society isn't just, you know, my little club, my little room that I'm part of, but actually it extends way out there into the world of business, into what, you know, government has traditionally been involved in, even into the voluntary sector as well. You know, then I think we will start to change attitudes and effect this massive culture change that we need to see in this country. So thank you very much, and I'm going to hand over, and it's really great to be here.